This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. We begin today in the Middle East, where bombings shook two separate countries yesterday. In a few minutes, we'll hear from Jerusalem, where a bus bombing killed 20 people. First, though, to Baghdad, where an investigation of yesterday's truck bombing at the United Nations headquarters is underway. Workers are still digging at the site, where at least 20 people were also killed. Many remain missing.
Leaders, meantime, are projecting confidence in the face of tragedy. Today, the U.S. Civil Administrator for Iraq denied that the country is in chaos. Paul Bremer acknowledged, though, that the attack at the U.N. headquarters was certainly of a different scale than any seen before. He says investigators are focusing on two possibilities. One, that the bombers were remnants of Saddam Hussein's ousted regime. The other, that they were outside militants who had infiltrated the country. The top FBI agent at the site says human remains were found in the truck, and that strengthened evidence that it was a suicide bombing. NPR's Anne Garrels has more from the Iraqi capital.
At the UN headquarters, FBI investigators have been pouring through the rubble looking for clues as to who was behind yesterday's devastating blast. They said the bomb contained up to 1,500 pounds of explosives, which detonated other munitions also in the truck. Rescue workers tried to shift slabs of concrete, searching for the many still missing and believed to be buried. An Iraqi employee nearby, who would only give his name as Louay, blamed the Americans.
Well, they need more troops to keep security.
Security reviews to defend against attacks in the future are underway across the city, among UN officials, at the U.S. headquarters, and at diplomatic missions. Workers at the German embassy put up coiled barbed wire atop a cement wall, a seemingly futile effort since the embassy is so close to the road, the wall, let alone the wire, would not withstand a blast. At one UN office, there was no sign of American military patrols. An Iraqi security officer could only shrug.
I'm trying my best.
The UN has suspended operations here temporarily. UN workers were ordered to stay at their hotels. Travel arrangements were being made for the wounded and for those employees wanting to leave the country. The UN spokesman in Baghdad, Salim Lone, echoed the words of his boss, Kofi Annan, that the UN will continue to work in Iraq. But he said it's clear the way the UN works will change.
It certainly cannot be as we were doing before, which was moving about freely, unarmed, without protection. Clearly, we'll have to reassess what measures we will take.
Paul Bremer has said a porous Iraqi border has allowed what he termed 100 foreign terrorists to enter the country from Syria, Sudan, and Yemen. Iraqi critics say the U.S. needs to do more. And if Bremer didn't already have enough trouble, a member of his hand-picked Iraqi governing council suggested the U.S. had ignored its warnings. Ahmed Chalabi told reporters he'd informed U.S. authorities a week ago that Saddam Hussein loyalists and Muslim militants had met together to plan a major attack.
We had a report that a large-scale act will take place in Baghdad against a soft target, either Iraqi political parties or another target, including the UN. It specifically said that this attack will take place using a truck to be detonated. This report we shared.
A spokesman for the U.S. occupation authorities would not comment. Chalabi's intelligence in the past has often proved faulty. Whatever the merits of his warnings now, he highlighted the frustration felt by many Iraqis as the threat of terrorism appears to grow. Fueling that anxiety, a senior U.S. official has said the American invasion has been used as a recruitment tool by terrorists and other anti-American groups. And today, U.N. Secretary General Kofi Annan said the U.S. may have made some wrong assumptions about the difficulties of stabilizing Iraq. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.